Thank you, Coach. Defensive coordinator Jay Hill, linebacker Isaiah Glasker. We'll let you get settled, and then we'll open up with a quick opening statement from Coach and open to questions. Coach, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Good morning. I guess Merry Christmas Eve to everybody. Super fun time for us to be in Orlando and be involved in a bowl game, especially against such a great opponent. We have tons of respect for Georgia Tech. They were, you know, if you just look back 5 or 6 weeks ago, they were undefeated, one of the top 6 or 7 teams in the country. They've got a great personnel, a great coach. In a way, I don't know if you guys were at the event last night, but the two head coaches talked, and it's two very similar teams going at it. You can tell that they rely on obviously great talent, but just toughness, hard-nosed, detailed football, and that's what we're going up against. We have a ton of respect for them. They've got a really talented offensive line, love the quarterback that we're playing, and they have skilled guys on the perimeter to get the ball to. So we have our work cut out for us, but it's a task we're super excited about.
All right. Thank you, Coach. We'll start on the left here with Matt Rochelle, Orlando Sentinel.
Yeah, Coach, I was going to ask you, when you look at a guy like Haynes King, what kind of stands out to you about him, and what kind of challenge does he present to your defense?
Well, I think his feel for the game is obvious. He can throw it. He can run it. He does a great job of distributing the ball to the right people at the right time. I mean, I really think that's what makes a quarterback, is just getting the ball to the playmakers in space and making good decisions. And he's one of the best we've faced for sure this year, and we've faced some really good ones. Yeah, he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions, doesn't make a lot of mistakes that way. So he's one of those guys that earns what he gets, and he does a great job at it.
All right, we'll go front row left.
Hey, Isaiah. Chad Bishop from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Your impressions of Haynes King and Georgia Tech's offense?
I would just say he's a great quarterback all around. He can run, throw, and they have a great O-line. I feel like their offense moves well, and I feel like it's going to be a great challenge. So,
I'm curious, Isaiah, defensive MVP of the Alamo Bowl, I believe, last year. What's your approach to bowl games? What do you hope to take away from them? It's also nice, I guess, when you can win some MVP hardware as well.
Really just to win. This is the last game being around the boys, especially the seniors, and I feel like you really just do it for all of them. So
we'll go another one on the second row left, and then we'll go third row right.
Yeah, this is for Isaiah. You guys have an opportunity to win 12 games for the first time since 2001. What would that mean for you guys, and what would it mean for the program itself to kind of continue to elevate itself over the last couple of years?
I would say really just to prove that we belong. I feel like we didn't get the opportunity we wanted to playing in the playoffs, and getting this 12th win hopefully can show what our team really can do. So
we got one third row on the right.
Terry Spain. Is it him? Terry Spain. So there are a lot of seniors on you guys' team. What has been the overall message, and how excited are you all for playing in the last bowl game of your season, of your career?
Really just to play with each other. I don't know. I love all the seniors that are here, and they've been along the ride. So I don't know. Just being able to go out there and play and get this win would be a big thing. So,
all right, we'll go third row left, and then back to first row left.
Coach, a little bit on that note, you've got a lot of seniors that are pretty open about wanting to play in this game. I know the guy next to you has a pretty big decision he wants to make after the bowl game, I think, still, Zay, if I remember right. Just what is it about kind of this group of seniors that it seems like they really want to kind of finish a job with this group and go keep playing football?
Well, this is a group that when I first came to BYU they were some of the young guys on the roster, and to watch them grow and develop and put their trust in me and me put my trust in them and just watch what it's grown into has been pretty special. And it's a great group. I mean, they won 22 games in the last 2 years, and they've proven that they're one of the elite teams in the country defensively and offensively this year. It's hard to watch the seniors go for me. There's so much they put into the program, blood, sweat, tears, education, all those things that they've worked so hard to get. It's pretty special to get them to this moment. It's sad to watch them go, but this is a group now that they're going to go off into the future and be super successful just based on what they've done in football and in their academic careers. I can't wait to watch what they become.
All right, we'll go front row left.
Jay, is this Georgia Tech offense comparable to any you guys have faced already this year, maybe beside BYU's own offense?
You know what? It is. The run game, I would say, is pretty similar to like a West Virginia or the University of Utah. There's a lot of shifts and motions and zigging and zagging, and eye discipline for the back end is going to be very critical. I really like the way they call the game. You see how one play sets up the next. I think they're very creative in what they do. They've got obviously very good talent. So these are those challenges that you get excited for as a coach, because they do. They pose a lot of challenges for us.
I'm curious, Coach, as a follow-up from the podium, I know you've got some head coaching experience from your time at Weber State. What do you think that has brought and added to the BYU program here, that perspective over the past few years you've been here?
Well, I think you become a way better assistant coach once you've been a head coach, and you know, like, what as a head coach, you know what was important to you, and you know, like, the assistant coaches and what they did to take things off of your plate as a head coach. And so I would hope that Kalani feels the same way, that me being a head coach helps him. There are things that I try to see beyond the game, like just the struggle in certain players. You get good at just seeing what these young men are going through in their lives. Sometimes you forget they're 17, 18, 19 year old men trying to figure out how to maneuver this life. And I think that's really helped me, you know, as a position coach, again, as a coordinator. One thing we're lucky at BYU, we get to coach some of the greatest young men in the country, I believe. They're very motivated guys. They do well in the classroom. They do well on the football field. We're pretty blessed on who we get to coach.
Any more from the room? I'll close with this for Isaiah. I know that both your parents played at sports at BYU. Can you speak a little bit to the sense of family that comes with playing at BYU? A lot of guys who had, you know, fathers and mothers and relatives who played, you know, what's it mean to you to continue that tradition of representing BYU?
I feel like it's really important. Both my parents played at BYU, so it's just me being able to play at BYU, I'm just super grateful for it. And I'm grateful for the coaches and the players who've taken me in and showed me everything that I know. And I don't know, if it wasn't for this coaching staff, then I wouldn't be where I'm at. So I'm super grateful for that.